Welcome to the Manifest with Ashley podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Vaughn. I'm a mindset specialist and intuitive business coach. On this podcast, we dive deep into the intricate realms of mindset and manifestation. Here we uncover the profound connections between our thoughts, beliefs, and reality, unraveling the secrets to unlocking our highest potential. So prepare yourself for a deep experience as we embark on this journey of personal and spiritual growth. This week's podcast, I'm sharing with you all a really short but powerful story, something that happened to me last week. I was in an amazing mood and I woke up and I deep cleaned my house for maybe 4 or 5 hours. I had no plans that day at all. And as soon as I got done cleaning, I sat down on my bed and something told me to look on my phone for classes that day, like meditation, yoga, things like that. And I get on my phone and see that in just 1 hour, there is this class starting to help you with intuitive guidance and things like that. And I remember thinking, I probably don't need that, but something was telling me to go. I'm a pretty intuitive person anyway, so it didn't really make sense for me to want to go, especially since it was so soon and I was at home cleaning. And anyway, the feeling just wouldn't go away. I felt the urge to really go. So I thought, okay, I'm going to book it and go. So I get over there and it ended up being an incredible class with awesome people. And the lady hosting it was amazing, but she ended up giving these 5-minute readings after the class was wrapping up. And I'm usually very protective over who I get readings from, if I get readings at all. But I really trusted this lady and her energy was amazing. So I did this 5-minute reading with her and what she told me was not at all what I wanted to hear. But I felt the truth in it, you know? Anyway, the class was over and now all of a sudden I have this free day and I feel really upset about what she had told me. So I go to the park to walk this trail because anytime I'm not feeling good, like my emotions are off, I love to get out in nature and just, you know, like think my way into a better headspace. So I go walk this trail and it's beautiful and sunny outside, but I am not in the best mood because of what she said. So I'm walking this trail and I'm just trying to find some peace about, you know, what she had said to me. And I'm not going to share what she said because it's really personal. But anyway, I'm walking the trail and I'm praying and I'm like, you know, if this is going to work out, please show me a heart-shaped rock while I'm here on this trail today, just as a sign. I love asking for signs and I love to get specific when I ask for signs, just because that way I know for sure that I'm receiving the sign, you know, that I asked for. So anyway, I walk the trail for maybe an hour and I'm not feeling the best, but I feel a little bit better because I'm out in nature and it's sunny. But anyway, I end up walking right into one heart-shaped rock and I'm like, okay, I found it. I'm gonna go home. So I go home and the next day I get up and I have these coaching calls and I'm finally like in a way better mood. I'm like absolutely feeling incredible after my third coaching call that morning. And I'm not even thinking about anything that the lady said the day before. I've already like found some peace around that and kind of accepted it. And I go hike the same trail again, which is so bizarre because I never hike the same trail 2 days in a row. And this one is like 15 minutes away and there's a trail right by my house. So it really made no sense. But I just wanted to. So I'm in this amazing mood. I get done with my coaching calls and I go hike this trail. And this day, I'm not hiking it for any reason other than because I'm super happy and I want to be out in the sun and I just want to be in nature. So I'm hiking the trail. I'm not doing anything except living in the moment and just really soaking up this beautiful like spring day, right? I love this time of year. And I look down and I notice as I'm hiking that I'm seeing heart-shaped rocks everywhere to the point where I'm now paying attention and I'm like, hold on, I'm on the same trail I was on yesterday and I had to search for almost an hour to find one. And I'm in the exact same spot and I'm seeing them all over the place. And this just, has me thinking, like now I'm thinking super deeply about it. And I'm like, that means that yesterday when I was here, there were heart-shaped rocks everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I'm talking like everywhere my eyes looked, I could see at least one rock that was heart-shaped. So, but it felt like so much more. It felt like everyone that drew my attention was heart-shaped. It was absolutely bizarre. So I'm trying to take in like what message this has for me. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, these rocks were here yesterday when I was here, but I was not on the frequency to see them. And it just got me thinking even deeper. Like the way Bashar teaches, he says, like, everything already exists. It's already here in the now, but you have to get on the frequency to experience it. So that's exactly what I was thinking was happening to me in this moment. You know, the day before I was there, I had to search super hard for one heart-shaped rock. But the next day, I'm super happy not searching for anything, just appreciating everything around me in this very high vibrational frequency. And I see the heart-shaped rocks all over the place. And I think about this for hours after I leave because I'm just thinking of it in all these different angles. You know, when it comes to money, if we desperately want it and we don't feel good without it and we're out here searching hard, trying to find it, you will find some. But if you would just get in this really high vibrational frequency and appreciate everything just as it is and be super happy right now, perhaps it would all show up with ease, grace, and flow, right? So I was just having all of these deep, profound realizations all evening of, you know, how I was on that same trail and missed all the beauty the day before, you know? So I don't know. I hope y'all are following me on this. Like, it's just all about us. And if we rise to the frequency and we meet the beautiful things like on that frequency, they're already here. They've been here. We could already have been experiencing them if we just live in the moment and love everything around us and be in that state of pure bliss and pure gratitude with things as they are. It was just such like an important experience for me that I won't forget. It was such a simple thing because it's just heart-shaped rocks, but it's the meaning behind it that meant so much to me. It was knowing that my state of mind and my state of being is exactly why I had the experience that I had. And it just goes to show you, like, we're all responsible for everything that we're experiencing. It's coming from us. Anyway, I loved it. I had to share it with you guys. And also, I want to add that what that lady told me that day was exactly what I needed to hear because it freed me so much. But that day, you know, I needed a few hours to process what she said, but it really set me free. And I have felt so good about that situation ever since. So follow your intuition because that my intuition is what led me to that class that day and then led me to the trail. And I feel like all of that was meant to be, even though it's small situations still, you know, these small things that happen to us can change how we think and how we see things. And I was definitely meant to go to that class. I actually had a call yesterday with that lady and we talked for almost 2 hours. So we might be friends now, you know, just follow your intuition because it's always going to lead you right where you need to go, even when it makes no sense. And also pay attention to how you're feeling when you're experiencing certain things. And remember my story that I'm sharing with you guys today about those heart-shaped rocks. Everything we want is already here for us. It's already all around. It's there for us to experience if we can get in the right state of mind to actually be a match to it. So again, that was a short but powerful podcast. If you can take something from that story, I know I definitely did. So as always, thank you for tuning in, and I hope that my podcast is helping you evolve in beautiful ways and manifest all kinds of amazing things.